This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I had been praying and was so worried, which you shouldn't worry as a Christian, but I had a close call about my eye conditions and was so afraid I was going to get bad news about my vision today. But after much prayer and much patience, and my eyes were fine, and I just wanted to let people know so much. If you just pray to the Lord, it's just so wonderful how He can help you in so many situations that come up beyond your control. It's just things that just happen to you like that, a health scare, and it's such a blessing to know. And I just wish more people would turn to the Lord.
Well, praise God, man. And what you're saying is absolutely true. We need to trust in God.
Number 5.
If a church has a male and female pastor, does that nullify the church as being legitimate?
That's a good question. Was it a legitimate church? I'd say it was, because the preaching is going on, you know, baptism and Lord's Supper, hopefully church discipline. But if there was a male pastor and a female pastor and elders, then my recommendation, of course, is to leave that church, because what it's doing is compromising the Word of God, and it's not following the Word of God. So if it was legitimate, stay. But if it's not completely legitimate, then don't stay.
Number 4.
I wanted to know about curses or generational curses, and if someone who believes in Jesus can be cursed or have a generational curse on you.
Yeah, there's curses that can happen generationally, but as Christians, they're broken. And so what we can do as Christians is work against anything that might possibly be a generational curse. Because you could have someone in the past who would, say, be involved in something occultic and then bring a spell or a incantation upon him or herself and her children and her children's children. Because of federal headship, the idea of representation, then the door would be, let's just say, cracked open a little bit. But as a Christian, you don't have to worry about that. They're broken, and you can, if you're not sure about stuff, you can just talk to the Lord about them and ask Him to bind anything that's like that, and it's fine. No big deal.
Number 3.
Right now, I have with everybody is different, and if God would have wanted everybody to be a Christian, He'd have made everybody a Christian. But to continuously condition, to try to get them to see and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I got that.
I want
we've
them
already,
to respect my already. Christianity and my beliefs, then also it has to be a certain point where I don't have to like it, but I have to respect their opinion.
Rick,
you know what I don't have to respect
okay,
that.
Hold
you
on. Rick, take a breath.
Opinion.
Take a breath, okay?
Right?
Take a breath. You're just going in circles. We've already gone over this. You've done your part. And then you just respect that, and you pray, and that's it. We get it. You don't want to force on everybody's throat. We get that. That's you're right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What? One more quick one.
Number 2.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you heard about what the Lutheran Church has been doing. They have their own creed that they've been citing.
No, just to be fair, there's several Lutheran denominations. You can't just say the Lutherans. Okay, so the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is pretty bad, and I know what you're talking about. Okay, what that stupid woman said with the Sparkle Creed.
The Sparkle Creed, that's right.
Yeah, blasphemy.
I was just curious if you heard. Yes, it is, very, very much so.
They changed the Apostles' Creed, I think it is. They changed it to this.
Yeah.
Here,
it's crazy.
Let me read it. Yeah. It says, I believe in a non-binary God whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads, and I saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. I believe in the church of everyday saints as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the AIDS quilt, whose feet are grounded in mud and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder. I believe in the calling of each of us that love is love. So beloved, let us love. I believe, glorious God, help my unbelief. Amen. Yeah, it's blasphemy done by Reverend Rachel Small Stokes, pastor of the so-called pastor of the Emmanuel United Church of Christ in Louisville, Kentucky. She's a false teacher. She's unqualified to be a pastor because she's a woman, for one thing. She is not a true believer. She is a child of the enemy, and she is in service of the devil.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
You had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.